Moncrief on News Talk.
The Rock Shandy. It's a pint glass filled with equal measures of Club Orange and Club Lemon and a bit of ice. And while it's been consumed all over the country, invention of the drink is credited to O'Rourke's Tavern in Black Rock in Dublin. They've just erected a fitting memorial to it. Nigel O'Rourke is owner of O'Rourke's. Afternoon, Nigel.
Hi, how are you? Well,
not too bad. Who invented it then? What were the circumstances?
It was really the swimmers from the Half Moon Swimming Club who used to train down in Black Rock Bath from the 1920s. And then they'd come up the road and they'd have Club Orange, Club Lemon to cut through the seawater that would have been in their mouth. And then kind of over the years, they just kind of mixed it as they would. And then they really got to like it, you know. And they'd come up and they'd have a pint of Club Orange, Club Lemon, and it would just cut through all the seawater. And also to be so thirsty after the exercise, and to be with a good bit of sugar in it as well. So it was kind of like an all-rounder drink that people would go for. And then they'd have some crisps with it and potato. And so that's really... And then it kind of progressed from there. An awful lot of other swimmers would come and enjoy it. And then they'd move on to something a bit stronger. And then one of the directors of CNC at the time, Frank Murphy, said, "Oh, sure, this is great. You know, maybe we'll bottle it. Maybe we can sell it." And sure, that's what they did. And it kind of came in. Rock Shandy kind of came in around the 80s. You know,
yeah.
So, that's when I remember. But I was only born from the 80s, and I'd have my Rock Shandy, my Moro bar, a bag of potato, and I'd be set for the night when my exhibition box beside me. We always knew that it was, but it was just really since I put the sign up in the men's toilets that I've got a good bit of traction. So it's just it's a good story and nice story in the Black Rock area, you know.
And the sign in the toilet, what does the sign say?
So it just has a picture, the two old labels of Club Orange and Club Lemon, and then the little story about where Rock Shandy comes from. So, and that's it. It's kind of plain in itself, simple, you know. And so just men would be up there and they'd be just gazing into the wild wonder, and they just see the signs, so they'd be reading it, you know. So many people would come back down and go, "Is that real? Is that true?" You'd say, "Oh, yeah, yeah." So it's kind of something to know, you know.
Yeah. And did you put it in the men's jacks just to give people something to read while they were having a pee kind of thing?
Well, I just thought to myself, where would people read this information, because we have an awful lot of different bits of history from Black Rock all around the pub. But of all the one, I thought to myself, now this is kind of where will they read it the most, and they will definitely read it in the toilet.
Yeah.
So that's really it. And I think like an awful lot of men do drink Club Orange, Club Lemon and Rock Shandy. Even just by serving the drink, I know that the majority of men kind of go for, you know, but women seem to go for 7-ups and things like that, or sparkling water. But so it's just really, it just kind of catches the attention of people, you know.
Yeah, and do fellas ever come out of the jacks and suddenly they go, "God, I'd murder a Rock Shandy now."
They do. So it does work. They do. They read the story and then they're like, "Oh, wow." And then they come down and they might be drinking something like Carlsberg or Wicklow Wolf or something like that. I'm going to have one of those. I was just reading. So you sell a few Rock Shandies out of it as well. So it's a win-win. So hence I haven't taken it out.
That's canny marketing, Nigel. Nigel, thanks a million for talking to us today. That's
no
Nigel.
Problem, no problem.
Nigel O'Rourke, their owner of O'Rourke's Tavern in Black Rock in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.